Hi there, we're Eliza and Eric Roberts, and we are vegan, as you would be if you experienced and if you went and saw what happens to animals when they are prepared for food. It is absolutely should be against the law. It's just the most heartbreaking thing in the world. So no one should be eating animals. Everyone should be saving and rescuing animals instead. And vegan food is delicious on top of that and good for you, right, Eric?
And good for you too.
Welcome, loving viewers, to Vegetarian Elite on Supreme Master Television. Exuding beauty and benevolence, Eliza Roberts is a kind-hearted soul who uses her voice in the Hollywood film industry to speak up for the welfare of all animals.
We're fortunate because if you're in our industry and if you're at all known, you have a bit of a voice. And so many people in our industry are advocates of causes, you know, animal protection and all that other kind of stuff. And we get a chance to be listened to and to really help. And that's what it's all about.
Supreme Master Television had the honor to interview Eliza at her beautiful home in Southern California, a true sanctuary for both humans and animals.
Because of that, because she has such a big heart and he loves kisses and stuff. I know he's really healthy and he's just a sweet sweetie. He's just ridiculous and everyone can hold him and he loves it. And you know what each of them is going to do. You know that, like, he'll lie on your chest or lying down. You know exactly what he's going to do. And he's just so friendly to all the others.
Hailing from an illustrious and talented entertainment family, Eliza had an early introduction to Hollywood. Her mother, Lila Garrett, is a winner of 2 Emmy Awards and a Writers Guild Award, with a well-earned reputation as a pioneer for women in television writing history. Her biological father, David Raphael, is an award-winning screenwriter of films, including Sabrina, The Firm, and 3 Days of the Condor. He was known for collaborating with Oscar-winning director Sidney Pollack and Oscar-winning actor Robert Redford. Eliza's adopted father, Don Garrett, has been a popular publicist for numerous acts, including The Supremes and The Jackson 5.
I was born into the film industry. My mom wrote and produced and directed all the well-known sitcoms from the past, Bewitched, Get Smart, All in the Family, all of that. She now has a radio show, a political radio show. And my dad is in the business. Everybody's in the business. So that's all I know. I started working very young.
With her gifted genes and a nurturing environment, Eliza naturally progressed to becoming a successful actress and casting director in her own right. She has had roles in over 30 films and television shows, bringing her special presence and talent to the characters in All in the Family, Animal House, 1978 Saint Elsewhere, 1986 Doctor Who, and in the upcoming The Way Shower, in which she teams up with her Oscar-nominated husband, Eric Roberts.
Well, the one that I'm most known for is Animal House. I was pregnant with my son, Keaton, when I was in Animal House, so he was the youngest member of the cast, being an unborn baby in the movie. And I did a movie with Eric, with him and Kelly Preston. That was really fun. And I'm about to do a couple of projects, one called A New York Heartbeat. I'm really excited about that. It's very emotional. Eric and I have done a lot of things together. There's so many stories, but mainly, I think working with my son in a movie directed by Henry Jaglom called Hollywood Dreams, and it's an improvised movie. Eric and I were both in the film, and watching Keaton walk in and just what he brought to this character. It was supposed to be a young man who was estranged from his father and came and sang a song because he's a recording artist.
I fear that she'll never be back in my home.
Eliza and her husband will also be seen in the soon-to-be-released film First Dog, which tells the touching story of a foster child and his special bond with a stray dog who turns out to be the animal companion of the U.S. president, played by Eric Roberts. For the animal-loving actress, it seems as if she has always had a deep affinity with animals, whether in life or work.
I have so many memorable stories in the movie business. You know, one, in the first John Landis movie that I did, way before Animal House, I was 17 years old, and it was a kind of a takeoff on King Kong. It was called Schlock. And John himself played the missing link, you know, primate. Rick Baker did the makeup. It was at the beginning of Rick's career. He's won many Oscars for this since. John would have the whole ape head on with his glasses and his shorts and t-shirt and be directing. And he would often drive home that way because it was too much of a pain in the neck to take all the makeup off. He'd have it taken off at home. He'd be on the freeway. I mean, we finally had to petition to say, you're going to cause a car accident. You can't do this. But the character he created was an extremely endearing, you know, big, scary primate. And it was a fascinating thing. It was, you know, I've worked with a lot of animals since then. This was very eye-opening because he really captured the animal spirit with his.
Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Vegetarian Elite will be right back after these brief messages with vegan actress Eliza Roberts.
Somebody had asked me, well, you're vegetarian, when I was vegetarian, but you eat fish, right? And I'm like, why on earth would I do that?
I'm trying to teach her to use the doggy door. She hasn't quite figured it out yet. Here.
Here's the doggy
part.
Come on. Want to go inside?
Not quite. See, she won't yet, but everybody else does. So she'll learn from that. They learn from each other.
Aside from her own acting career and animal rescue work, Eliza Roberts is a devoted wife to Eric and mother to Morgan and Keaton Simons. She is also Eric's manager and even collaborates with him on film projects. A respected Hollywood actor, Eric Roberts is an Oscar nominee and three-time Golden Globe nominee for his roles in Runaway Train, Star 80, and King of the Gypsies. He is also known for being in the films The Expendables and Batman The Dark Knight, as well as the television shows Less Than Perfect and Heroes. With both actors being dedicated animal lovers, it is no surprise that their relationship began with a cat.
I didn't meet him at work, actually. I met him on an airplane. I was on location doing something with John Travolta, Benjamin Bratt, Hector Elizondo, fabulous cast, Bernie Casey. And I was flying back from New York, and Eric was flying from New York to L.A. to finish shooting something. And we just happened to be seated next to each other, and he had his cat on his lap. His cat's name was Tender. That's a big bottle of water and this cat that he was very protective of. And, I mean, that really got to me, obviously. You know, here's this tough guy with this kitty named Tender. So that's how we met.
Through their marriage came the union of two honored Hollywood families. Eric's younger sisters, Julia Roberts and Lisa Roberts Gillen, as well as his daughter, Emma Roberts, followed his footsteps to successful Hollywood careers of their own. Eliza's two beloved children from a previous marriage are Keaton Simons, an actor and popular recording artist with CBS Records, and Morgan Simons, a talented young chef with her own catering company and vegan line of food. The close-knit family members are all animal lovers and activists within the community.
We're a big cause family, and we're very united through causes with so many of our friends and peers. I mean, when I look at my animal rescue list, a lot of the people I know who they are, and it's just mind-blowing. It's the top publicists, the top agents, the top actors, the top singers, I mean, just people who devote a huge amount of their time to rescuing animals. We are involved in naturalchild.org. Our whole family is involved. A parenting and anti-child abuse organization. We have our own organization called Peace Through Parenting. But all of this is tied in also with animal rescue. Any living thing that relies on the kindness of others for its survival, we're there. We love the people who say just be vegan or be vegetarian just once a week, maybe build it to two or three times. You can do a world of good that way.
The compassion she has for animals is apparent in every aspect of Eliza's life. From her animal-free makeup, to fur-free clothing, to her welcoming refuge for abandoned and abused animals, Eliza is a shining example of love in action. Her noble values of mercy and benevolence have been instilled in her children, who follow in her gentle footsteps of kindness.
Animal protection is an obsession with us. I'm constantly rescuing bees and other insects out of the swimming pool. We have a squirrel sanctuary here. We just got a new injured squirrel yesterday. We hand feed them. Our cats sit on the porch swing with the squirrels. You know, all our cats are rescued with crazy stories, every single one. My daughter, she has a South Central rescue of a dog who the collar had grown into his neck, and his name is Dexter. They're all named after musicians. Another dog who was thrown out of the window of a car. Keaton has all these rescued animals. Janice, Hendrix, Ja Rule, Dexter, Ella, Duke, you know, Billy. So we're kind of crazy. It's so interwoven with our existence. So that balances. I just feel really lucky to have figured it out at a young age and found out there's so much available that doesn't hurt anything.
Thank you, gracious viewers, for your company today for Vegetarian Elite, featuring the lovely Eliza Roberts. Join us next Saturday for the second of our three-part series on this amazing actress and her journey into rescuing animals of all kinds, from bees to squirrels to cats and even bears. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Between Master and Disciples. Blessed be your gentle hearts and kind deeds.
Right there, babies are in there.
Oh, yeah.
Mom brings them nuts. And we also have raccoons who come at night. We give them peanut butter sandwiches. We have raccoons, we give them peanut butter sandwiches and grapes. They love those. Two girl raccoons, very sweet. They get along great with the cats, and they're just adorable. They're not afraid of us.
For a glimpse into Eliza Roberts' life and family, please visit www.ericrobertsactor.com.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VE.